Chapter 6, Moments Frozen from My Childhood, from the book My Life Stories Through My Eyes by Pam Park Ahn. The first house we lived in was on I Street in Davis, California, while my dad attended the University of California at Davis. I can recall eating stems of the weeds that were a tiny bit sour. We lived on I Street until I was 4 years old, then we moved into 1118 Maple Street in Davis. My first happy memory is the photo below wearing patent leather shoes. I must be about 3 years old. I can interchange the top of the shoes with buttons or bows. I love these shoes. They were interactive and shiny. Another memory of the I Street home is sitting in a green toy box and learning to tie my shoes. I took piano lessons from the age of 4 through junior high, even participating in the junior high symphony. Despite my involvement, I never excelled, attributing my struggles to a lack of good hand-eye coordination. Surprisingly, this challenge persisted, even with my involvement in both piano and tennis, yielding to only average coordination skills. Each year, our piano teacher, Mrs. Miller, organized a recital where we could elegantly curtsy after performing our pieces. However, the true highlight of the event wasn't the curtsy, but rather the delightful treats Mrs. Miller prepared. Her homemade Rice Krispie treats added a sweet touch to the musical celebration. In addition to piano lessons, my sister and I used to clean Mrs. Miller's home despite the humble wage of 10 cents per hour. Mrs. Miller, a part-time of the town's movie theater, generously rewarded us with tickets. These tickets allowed us to enjoy films at our leisure, courtesy of her kind gesture. Reflecting on my time with Mrs. Miller, it becomes clear that it encompassed more than just piano lessons. Beyond the music, she imparted a valuable lesson in kindness that has left a lasting impression on me. There is a photo included when I took tap dance when I was 5 years old. My mom sewed the dress. I also was in a duet with Julie Ogawa doing an oriental dance. However, I only have the image of this photo in my memory since I lost the other photo. I was a member of the City of Davis swim team for several years, starting at the age of 5 and continuing until junior high. During the summer, my sister, brother, and I would ride our bikes to the city swimming pool, spending a significant portion of our day there and then attending swim lessons. During those years, I developed a proficiency in breaststroke and freestyle. Looking back, I was a pretty decent swimmer of those strokes. However, the butterfly stroke eluded me due to the lack of upper body strength and coordination. Swim meets were fun, as between the heats, we would play cards and goof around with our friends. My parents would entice us to win our events with a little bag of preserved plums. In junior high, a new aquatic challenge lured me into the world of synchronized swimming, exploring various activities. Even if I was a beginner, proved to be quite beneficial. I went horseback riding, tried my hand at rifle shooting lessons, and even took a gungru dancing with ankle bells known in India. End chapter.